Weekly Krishna Consciousness Program. And once again, I would like to invite all the listeners to the Hare Krishna Temple, which is the 1229 Courseville Riverhead Highway, also known as Highway 28. Where every Sundays we hold a special public program starting at 11:30 with bhajans and kirtans, followed by aarti at 12:30. And then we have a discourse on the philosophy of Krishna Consciousness, from 1 to 2, based on Srimad Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, followed by Guru Puja of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and then we finish the day's program at 2:30 with Vegetarian Feast. Please come along, join us, and find out for yourself what is Krishna Consciousness all about. Dehi nu yasmin yata dehe kumaram yuvanam jara tata deyantir praftir dhiras tatranamuhate. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 13. Where Lord Sri Krishna said that within this body there is a soul, and the body is changing every moment, but the soul is there. He is giving example, just as the soul comes from the womb of his mother with a small body, and those small body changes, it becomes a body of a boy, then it becomes the body of a youth, then it becomes the body of an old man, then it vanquishes. That we have to admit. We may say that the body is growing, but actually the fact is, and the body is changing. It is medically admitted that we are changing our body every second. We are changing our blood corpuscles, and therefore a change of the body is taking place, and that is being manifested in a different shape only. Actually, we are changing our body every moment. The ultimate change, when this body cannot be worked anymore, just like a dress, when it is too old, when it is too old, you have to change it. Similarly, when this body becomes useless, no more, it cannot be pulled on anymore, you take another body. Tata dehantir praftri. As we are in our practical life, we are changing our body every moment. Similarly, the last stage of changing this body is called death. That means, according to Vedic literature, sleeping for 7 months. Just as I give up this body, I have to enter into the womb of another, or some kind of another mother, or some kind of body. These things are explained in the Vedic literature. I am not manufacturing. The karmana, that karmana deopate, we are preparing our next body. Just like in this meeting, we have got 200 ladies and gentlemen. But you cannot find any lady or any gentleman exactly like the feature of the other. There are differences. That means different consciousness, different work, and we have got a different body. According to Bhagavad Gita, the soul is transmigrating from one body to another. But the soul is eternal and permanent. And there are evolutionary processes also. There are 9 million species of life in this water. Jalana Lakshani, Sthavara Lakshani, Visamti. And the trees and the plants are 2 million. Similarly, there are reptiles, birds and bees, 3 million bees. That is at the end. Then at the end, we come to the form of this human body. And there are 400,000 species of different kinds of bodies. Just like your body is New Zealander or Kiwi, and the another body is Indian, and there are some differences. Similarly, there are 400,000 of human forms of life. This is the process of evolution, and these bodily changes are taking place according to different consciousness. And the highest perfection of consciousness is Krishna consciousness. When we come to the point of Krishna consciousness, then our life becomes perfect. We are making progress in technology, in economics, in so many other departments of human necessities. But Bhagavad Gita says that the real problem of this world, the real problem of our lives is Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukha Doshana Darshanam. Srimad Bhagavad Gita chapter 13 text 9. If you are intelligent enough, then you should see the real problem in birth, death, old age and diseases. Janma means birth and Mrityu means death. Janma Mrityu Jara. Jara means old age and Vyadi means disease. So actually material problem is this. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. We have forgotten that in the abdomen of my mother, how precarious conditions we lived in. Of course, we can know that from descriptions of medical science and or other sciences, how the child is packed up there and how much suffering is there. The worms bite the child and he cannot express. He suffers. The mother eats something and the pungent taste also gives him suffering. So these descriptions are there in the Shastras, in the scriptures, in authentic Vedic literature, how the child suffers within the womb of a mother. So these are the sufferings of birth. The child has to remain in that air-packed condition for 10 months. Now just imagine, if you are into that air-packed condition for 3 minutes, you will immediately die. But actually we had that experience to remain in that mother, in the mother's womb, in the air-packed condition for 10 months. So sufferings was there, but because the child was incapable of expressing or his consciousness was not elevated, so he could not cry, but the sufferings was there. Similarly, at the time of death, there is suffering. Old men, just like us, we have got so many complaints, bodily complaints, because now everything, the physiological conditions is deteriorating. The stomach is not digesting food stuff as nicely as when I was young. I could digest then. So the sufferings are there. Similarly, disease. Who wants disease? Modern technology has undoubtedly advanced, but is there any real remedy for birth, death, old age and disease? No. This is the real problem. But because these problems cannot be solved by the modern scientific advancement of knowledge, they have practically set it aside or neglected them because they cannot solve it. This Krishna consciousness movement is just an endeavor to bring people to the original consciousness. And as we are forming our consciousness, so we are changing our body. If we make our consciousness doggies or hellish, then we get the body of a dog or an animal or something like that. And if we make our consciousness godly, then we make our next life as good as God's. This is the process. This is the opportunity. The highest intellectual form of human body, when everything and the sense perception, consciousness, everything is perfect, we have to utilize all our senses in Krishna consciousness so that this process of birth, death can be stopped and we can get our eternal body. If we practice Krishna consciousness, then our next life is as good as Krishna's, which means that there is no more birth, there is no more death, and there is no more disease and no more old age. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one who is intelligent, he will see four things before him. You may be very great scientist, you may be very advanced in material science, you may be able to construct very high buildings, skyscrapers and many millions of motor cars, but you have to think whether you have solved the real problem of life. The real problem of life is birth, death, disease and old age. Not that to live in a high skyscraper. Our problems of life is solved. Now, the problem of life is how to stop these four things, birth, death, old age and disease. But we have neglected the real problems of our life. And we are misusing our intelligence for increasing the so-called bodily necessities of life. The bodily necessities of life are four only. What are they? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. To maintain this body, you require to eat something. Everyone is eating. You are eating, the cats and dogs are eating, and the birds are eating. They have no economic problems. Eating is there already. Have you ever seen that a bird is dying for want of food? No. These things are already arranged. There is no problem. In every form of life, your eatables are there by nature's supply. Similarly, sleeping. The bird is sleeping, the dog is sleeping, the cat is sleeping, and you are also sleeping. But you have got a very nice house, nice beds. Does it mean that you have solved the problem of sleeping? No. Then defending. The dogs, the cats, the birds, the animals, everyone knows how to defend in their own way. Do you think that because we have manufactured atomic bombs, therefore we have become very secure? What is this atomic bomb? Killing. Killing is going on. Have we manufactured anything by which you can save yourself from death? Always remember that we are all eternal, just like in this body, beginning from my mother's womb up to this old age. I am the same eternal soul, but my body is changing. After changing this body, also I shall remain the same. Simply, I shall have another body. This is plain truth. There is no difficulty to understand this. Eternal means no death, no birth, no disease, no old age. That is eternal. So if I am eternal, is it possible to get an eternal body or eternal happiness? That is the problem of human society. If you can solve that problem, then we can be proud of our civilization. Otherwise, there is no difference between cats and dogs' civilization and our civilization. Because we are simply trying to solve the problem of eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. But these problems are always solved by nature's law. If we are actually educated, then we must try to question that, why am I suffering? This is called Brahma Jigyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, the first amorphism is Atato Brahma Jigyasa. One should inquire about his existence as soul, not as a body or as mind, because he is neither body nor mind. So this Vedanta Sutra says Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Atta means this is the time, this human form of life, developed consciousness with greater intelligence than the animals. One should inquire about this spiritual existence. That is real technology. Every one of us is born ignorant because we do not know what our real identity is. Generally, we accept that I am this body, but actually I am not this body. These things can be understood very easily. Suppose you are seeing all along a friend. All of a sudden he dies and you say, my friend is gone. Well, your friend is lying there with all the body, hands, legs and everything. He's lying there. Why do you say that your friend is gone? Then you have never seen your friend. You have seen only his body. That is all. Similarly, at the present moment, the humanitarian work is going on. But we do not know what the basic principle of humanitarian work is. The Bhagavad Gita answers this. Yes, atma buddhi kunapetrihid dhatuke swadhiti kalat tradhishyo bahunam ej jaya dihi yatra tirta buddhi salile na karihichit janesu abhi janesu sayeva gokaraha. One who identifies his self as the innate body composed of mucus, bile and air, who assumes his wife, the family and permanently his own, who thinks and is an image of land of his birth is worshipable, or who sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water, but who never identifies himself with feeling kinship, with worship, or even visit those who are wise in spiritual truth. Such a person is no better than a cow or an ass. Our developed knowledge, intelligence, should be utilized for solving these problems. Unfortunately, we have no time, neither have the desire to understand actually what I am, why I am suffering, what is this world, what is my relationship with this world, what is God, and what is my relationship with God. These questions are very important questions, and there is technology to understand these questions. And the Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra, all these literature are there. If you study these literatures, you will find the solution of the problems of life. But we are not interested. That is the difficulty. We are thinking that we are happy, we have no problems. Although there are so many problems and we are not happy, we are thinking that we are happy, but actually we are not happy. And even if we are happy, how long are we happy? Suppose, for example, you have material comforts and everything is greater than others. Just try to think of how long you can remain like that. Say 50 years or 100 years at most. Then, but we do not know what's going to happen in my next life. So if I don't take care of my next life and irresponsibly waste our valuable human form of life, like ordinary animals. The ordinary animals, they want something for eating, they want to sleep, they want to defend, and they want to mate. So similarly, if human beings is also busy with the four principles of bodily demands, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then according to Vedic literature, it is said that he is not human being. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. If the human beings does not understand his real spiritual identity and simply busy with the four demands of bodily necessities, then Pashubhisamana, he is good as lower animals, cats and dogs. But there is a solution. There is a solution. The solution of these problems is stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 15. Mamupaiti kunteya dukhalayam ashashvatam nava apunuvanti mahatmanasa siddhim paramam gatya. My dear Arjuna, if somebody comes to me, me means here the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, saying, if somebody comes to me, then he hasn't got to take birth again in this miserable material condition. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Dukhalayam means is the place of miseries. We are thinking that we have made a paradise, but actually the place is miserable because there are threefold miseries, either in America or in India or New Zealand or Fiji or in any other country or in any other planet for that matter. The material miseries, which are threefold, adhyatmik, adibhautik, adidevi. Adhyatmik means miseries pertaining to the body and the mind. Sometimes we are feeling headaches, sometimes we are feeling hungry or other pains, and anything which are pertaining to the body, the mind, there is some pain. These are called adhyatmik. Similarly, there are other pains inflicted by other living entities. They are called adibhautik. Similarly, other pains also, which is offered by nature, by the laws of nature. All of a sudden there is earthquake, or all of a sudden there is a famine, or similar other which we have no control over, adidevik. So these three kinds of miseries are always there. But under the spell of illusion, we are thinking that we are happy. But the illusion means that the material energy is so illusory that however a living entity may be in abominable conditions, he thinks that he is happy. You take any animal, just like a hog, that life is most filthy life. Of course, you have no experience to see in your city hogs in India. There are many hogs in the cities, and they are living in filthy places. They are eating stool and the most abominable life. But even you, if you ask a hog that you are living in such abominable condition, let me do you something good, he'll refuse to accept it. If you give him something nice, preparation, as we have got in India, halwa, he will not accept it. He will accept the stool because his body is meant for that purpose, and that he will not like any palatable food stuff. He will like that stool. This is the spell of Maya. In Bhagavad Gita, the answer is antakale chamame samaran muktva kalevra ya prayati samad bhavam yati nasti astra sansaya. And whoever at the end of life quits his body remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. And how is it possible? It is recommended by Lord Chaitanya that in this age, for self-realization, it is this process. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Kevalam, Kalev Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. Lord Chaitanya says that in this age, when our life is very short, we are not very much enlightened in spiritual matters, and we are very lazy and unfortunate. So under these conditions, the people are recommended simply to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Kevalam. Why shall we chant Krishna? We got our own God. If you have got any name of God, you can chant that also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says God has millions and billions of names, so then any name is as good as Krishna. It doesn't matter. Then why we chant Hare Krishna? Because we are followers, following the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. And he chanted this holy name, we are chanting. We request you most humbly that there is no loss on your part, but there is immense gain. If you take to this chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then gradually your misconception of this life will be cleared off. You will understand your real identity and you will act in the way. Act in that way. And the technology is so nice that you may remain in your business, that you, doesn't matter. Simply you have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Suppose you are walking on the street, if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, nobody will be taxing you. Nobody will bother you. But if you chant Hare Krishna, if you derive some benefit, why you neglect it? That is our submission. So this movement is for making solution of the problems of life. And it can be easily done. And anyone can accept it. It doesn't matter whether he is an Indian or American or Kiwi or Hindu or Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter. Simply this vibration, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Never mind what you are. Stay in your position. Simply try to chant these 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can try for 2 weeks. And there is no hard and fast rules. You can chant anywhere and everywhere, anytime. While walking, you can chant. While driving, you can chant. Nobody is going to tax you or charge you any fees. You are chanting that, give me some money. It is absolutely free. Kirtaniya Sada Harir. If you chant, the results will be that your mind will be cleansed. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Krishna Hare, Jaya Gopala Hare, Jaya Krishna Hare, Jaya Gopala Hare, Jaya Gopala Hare. Jaya Gopala Hare, Jaya Gopala Hare, Jaya Gopala Hare,